The Secret Power of Positive Affirmations: How to Manifest the Life of Your Dreams by Thomas DeLeva. Introduction. Every thought inside of you and every word you speak is an affirmation. All of your inner dreams and inner dialogues are affirmations from your higher self. While light travels at a rate of 186,000 miles per second, your thoughts virtually travel in no time. The energy flow of positive and negative affirmations is creating your life experience in each and every moment. Since you were born, you have continuously developed your beliefs. Many of these beliefs work well for you, but others may now be working against you. They do no longer serve your dreams and desires. In fact, they lead you astray from achieving what you really want in life. Whatever you believe, think, or say is a reflection of your inner truth. It's important to realize that some of these inner truths may not actually be true for you now. They may be based on old, invalid, or confused impressions that you constructed as a child. The great miracle is that with the power of thought, you can undo these inner beliefs in a twinkle of an eye and instantly create a new universe of positive, supporting beliefs. Most of your actions in daily life are running on autopilot. The power of your subconscious mind is the driving force behind it. This auto mechanism is essential to your survival instincts, and you need to be able to respond instantaneously to the majority of events around you. Your whole life would crash if you had to re-examine and evaluate each and every detail every time something simple happens. However, the real problems in life arise when your thoughts and emotions lean toward beliefs and thought patterns that do not serve and support what you are trying to achieve. Your beliefs form the foundation of what is possible for you. So whatever your beliefs are, they are your truth. Therefore, you must always believe it to achieve it. The Secret Power of Positive Affirmations: How to Manifest the Life of Your Dreams. Chapter 1. Happiness is your birthright. Thoughts lead to feelings, which lead to actions, which in turn lead to results. Yi Shun Huan. Overview. Every soul on this planet is striving to be happy. We search everywhere to find this happiness in our lives, only to find that the source of happiness was inside of us all along. Finding true happiness in the objects of the world is just an illusion. In fact, our happiness has very little to do with getting what we desire. The reason for this? Surprisingly simple, because happiness is the bliss of the soul reflected in our minds. It is not a goal because it is the natural state of our being. It is not about what you want. It is about enjoying what you are. It's your birthright because it's where you came from. Happiness is your birthright. Our world often makes us believe that in achieving material things we will be happy. We are taught in school that everything is ruled by supply and demand. Society is built upon ever skyrocketing material growth. Additionally, we are taught the concept of winners and losers. Collectively, these ideas condition us to accept that individuals and animals must perform in a state of mechanical perfection or be replaced by more perfectly functioning individuals in the system. These old concepts have created a society that is very self-centered, ego-driven, careless, and environmentally destructive. Seeking happiness out of this destructive philosophy makes us constantly run here and there, buying more useless stuff, all in a subconscious attempt to keep the illusion of perfection. We've been conditioned to consume the world to attain happiness, forever hunting for new pleasures in our daily lives. Simply put, we do work that we don't want to do, so we can buy more stuff that we don't need. We are so concerned and worried about fixing our future, so that being in the now is no longer an option. How did we get into our present situation? Desire, wants, trying to improve ourselves. Take a good look at your life right now. Where do you live? What shoes do you wear? What sort of job do you have? How much money do you have? Look in the mirror. How do you look? All of it has been manifested one way or the other, by you. Your ability to manifest is amazing. Your thoughts are 100% responsible. Whatever you experience in the physical universe has been created in one way or the other by your thought patterns. Thoughts are the real action. Their dynamic force creates your destiny. Every matter starts with a thought, which is a creative vibration. This is why it's so crucial to pay attention to what you are thinking. If all you do is worrying about getting your bills paid, you'll manifest more of the same thing simply because you focused on it. Whatever you focus on will grow. This is a universal law. Like a stone thrown into the water, thought produces waves which spread out across the universe. But there's one difference. The waves on the water move only on a level plane in all directions, whereas thought waves move in all directions from a common center, just like the rays from the sun. If you are unable to control your thought process, things will manifest that seem purposeless and unconnected to you. And they are. They're actually manifested from others. Your consciousness is like a radio station. You can transmit thought waves and you can receive thought waves. Sometimes you may want to transmit and sometimes you may want to receive. Knowing when you should send and when you should receive is one of the most important keys to success in life. Your ability to experience is as important as your ability to create. You cannot constantly create, for you would miss out on the other equally important part of your existence. The balance between the two is like the balance between breathing in and breathing out. The harmony of creation is freedom with responsibility. Your ability to consciously act and react from your deepest wisdom. In every breath of life, you have a choice about what you want to do and what you want to decide. If you don't make use of this power, nothing will happen in your life, at least not what you truly desire. Happiness is the natural state of being of our true self, which we have profoundly recognized from as long as we remember. Unfortunately, many of us lose the connection to the source of happiness, which is our soul. A variety of social, cultural, environmental, educational, and relational conditioning is why this often happens. When we live our lives from our true selves inside of us, rather than from our conditioned selves, then we are able to live the life that we want and truly desire. Chapter 2. Bring forth your true genius. Overview. Discovering the sweet spot of your strengths and talents is the important thing you can do. It's your personal foundation. When you know what your true genius is, your life purpose becomes crystal clear. Your true genius provides you with your unique potential. It's that ultimate dream in your heart that came with you when you were born. Nourish your true genius until it's strong enough to completely guide you in your life. Bring forth your true genius. Chasing somebody else's dream or goal is a waste of time and can even be dangerous because it will make you lose yourself. On the contrary, use the unique gifts and talents you came down to earth with, or utilize the ones you developed along the way. In 1994, Michael Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players ever, started playing baseball in order to pursue the dream of his late father. Even though he actually became a pretty good baseball player, he wasn't even close to his true genius, basketball. This created a void in him and made him return to basketball, where he won 3 more championships with his team, the Bulls. If you do not know your talents and strengths, make getting to know them your major project in life. Use any tools you feel comfortable with, meditation, NLP, hypnosis, etc. Dig deep into yourself. This is your life, and you're worth it. To recognize your unique dream inside your heart is the most important commitment in discovering your true purpose. Think of your childhood dreams and who you were as a child. Ask your friends to help you identify your gifts and genius. Create a journal of your passions, talents, and interests. By doing this, it is easy to detect the sweet spot of your true genius. Finding the courage to be yourself. If you've found your true genius and special gift in life, you know you're unique. It gives you confidence and inner harmony. This does not mean that you go around bragging to everybody how special you are. It's just a recognition of the unique dream in your heart that makes you, you. Make a commitment to follow this dream. Let the heart guide you. Do not let anyone tell you what you should do. Do not let anyone make you believe that you're not good enough to live your highest purpose. Identify as much as you can with your dreams, as they're your soul's guide to your true genius. They'll reveal for you what to do. Following your dreams isn't always fine and easy. It could be the opposite. You may find yourself alone in the world with the feeling that everybody else has made the right choices but you. Your gifts, talents, and strengths combined is your true genius, but they can also be your pitfalls. You'll need to nourish them with your passion over time. In the beginning, they also make you vulnerable, and you'll be tested by them. The more you withstand those tests, the stronger your true genius will grow inside you until it becomes your life force. The unique dream in your heart is your true genius, which will help to break loose layers of conditioning. This initiates deep transformations in your life. Rest assured that all change, whether positive or negative, is essential and will in the end support you in ways which really help your growth. Inner awareness is the key to benefit the most in all changes. Be non-judgmental, and you will find the courage to be yourself. Focus, the infinite source of your true genius. Focus is probably the most wonderful gift of your true genius. It's the act of targeting the mind, the power and clarity, to one thought or act, no matter what goes on inside you or around you. Our very perception of reality is deeply attached to what we focus on. Only what we focus on seems real to us, whereas whatever we ignore, no matter how important it may be, seems to fade into insignificance. Each of us makes choices by our desired focus, the universe we experience and the people and situations we encounter. And still most of us do not exercise this choice that also can be called our free will. When we think about who we are, we cannot possibly remember all the things we have experienced in our truly mystical destiny. What comes to mind when you ask, "Who am I?" What will come to you is what you have been paying attention to over the years. The same goes for your impressions of others. The reality that appears to you is the focus of your experience. Daily meditation is the most effective way to develop laser-targeted focus. Meditate with a focus on the third eye chakra between the eyebrows. This is where your power to manifest is located. The deep connection with your true genius that comes through daily meditation will give you the clarity and willpower for success in any undertaking. Mastering and controlling your focus gives you maximum freedom to choose what happens in your life. So always make it a commitment to put your full concentration on whatever you are doing. Don't let anything distract you. This is crucial to understand. The more you are able to command your focused attention, the more you attract only the things in your life that you really want. If you focus mostly on what you find beautiful, the whole world will be beautiful. If you do not pay attention to negative things in your life, you won't create a reality based upon them. This does not mean you should completely ignore the parts of your life which don't manifest love, peace, and happiness for you. It simply means not to give them too much attention. Do not get obsessed with them. Decide when enough is enough and move on to something you want for your life to be focused on. For instance, the highest goals and dreams in your heart. Life isn't what you see on TV or what you read in the news. Life is to fulfill that unique dream your heart was born with. Chapter 3, The Secret Power of Positive Affirmations. Overview. Active verbs are fantastic tools in your affirmations. Getting, doing, having, learning, loving, growing, and earning are all words that immediately show an image of action in your inner self. See the action of your desire in your mind as if it is already manifested and real. This will have a tremendous, powerful impact on your affirmations. For example, each day I happily choose food that supports my healthy body is much more powerful than I am losing weight. Always focus on what you want and not what you don't want. Even when you speak in your daily life, you should always choose words that reflect the positive results you desire. The French psychologist and pharmacist Emile Coué became famous for his simple but groundbreaking mantra-like affirmation, "Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better." When giving the healing affirmation to his patients, he achieved amazing recovery rates. And to this day, nobody can explain it scientifically. This is a real-life example of the secret power of positive affirmations, and that we should never underestimate its uses and effects. Affirmations that are simple to remember and repeat will have the most impact, whether you want to attract wealth, better relationships, health, or success. Always attach strong emotion to your affirmations. When you create your affirmations, use words that evoke strong feelings in you. When you're saying your affirmations, even silently to yourself, say them with deep, strong emotion. See it and experience it when you say it. Stand in front of a mirror. Move around as if the affirmation is already manifested in your life. If you're meditating and saying your affirmations silently, then see yourself manifesting your desire in your mind's eye while you're repeating your affirmations like a mantra. Practice the physical part of saying your affirmations in front of a mirror whenever you get the chance. This will create a solid memory of yourself going through these movements for those times when you need to visualize the movement and you silently say the affirmation. Always use present tense words. I'm now receiving. I'm giving. I now have. Choosing these phrases sends the message to your subconscious mind that your desired results exist right now. It's the duty of your subconscious mind to fulfill your wishes as quickly as possible. However, if you put your affirmations in the future tense, as in I will or I'm going to, then subconscious mind has no clear motive to act now. Your desired goal will continue to stay in the future because that's the information you're putting out. Always say your real intention. If your affirmation is, I'm a successful entrepreneur, be sure that you've clearly defined to yourself exactly what actions a successful entrepreneur undertakes. Words are to the mind what music is to the soul. Each word or combination of words carries the energy of an image, a thought specific to you. Create or choose your affirmations to get the exact results you desire. Also, the affirmations should sound natural to you in order to see the results more quickly. This master technique is used by many spiritual teachers and motivational speakers. Here's how it works. Pick a time and place when you're able to be uninterrupted for a while. Stand in front of a mirror and start saying your affirmations aloud, using lots of intuitive movement and great emotional energy. This can be as easy as touching your forehead with your index finger, clenching your fist, touching your thumb and index finger together, or any physical activity you find easy to use your specific memory action. Avoid choosing a noise action like clapping your hands or tapping your foot, because there may be times when you'll want to use your memory action quietly. Furthermore, whichever action you choose, use it exclusively as a memory action for your affirmations. So, if you have a habit of stroking your hair while concentrating, then that may not be as effective for you as a new sacred behavior assigned to your affirmations. As you begin each affirmation, do the specific action attached to it. Put all of your heart and soul into this. Don't be afraid to act it all out. Remember that life is a stage. Say the affirmation, do the action. Do this for an hour or more if possible. You may get a little exhausted. That's okay. You're creating the life of your dreams. Every time you do the sacred memory action at the peak of your emotional energy while saying your affirmation, you're creating a powerful link between the memory action and your affirmation energy. You'll be able to bring up the immense power of your affirmation anytime in the future just by doing this action. You'll be able to close your eyes for a short while, focusing on the memory action before walking into an important meeting. By the time you get through the door, you'll be changed and awakened, as if you had just spent 30 minutes shouting out your affirmations. The more you use the memory action, the stronger the connection will be. Always make your affirmations true and vivid. Your affirmations are your heart's command. Choose the goals that are true for you. Other people may make suggestions of what you need and even give you ready-made affirmations. Choose what is meaningful to you and discard the rest. Whether you use your self-created or ready-made affirmations, make sure it's what you truly believe in. Positive affirmations can change your destiny. You have all the freedom in the world to create the life of your dreams by the thoughts, words, and actions that you choose. Get inspired by the input that others may offer you, and then make your own decisions. Actions follow words and thoughts. So synchronize your thoughts, words, and actions with the secret power of positive affirmations. They will bring you boundless inner peace and happiness. A very important guideline for using affirmations is that your affirmations apply only to you. You may affirm that you are a more loving wife. You may affirm that you have a nurturing relationship with your husband. But if you try to affirm that your partner is a more loving partner, then you are moving into the realm of psychic manipulation. Your personal affirmations are based on your soul's unique dreams. They apply only to your life, not to others. Chapter 4. Manifesting the Life of Your Dreams. Overview. Affirmations are one of the single most powerful tools for creating abundance and happiness. And the best thing about it is that the process is available to anybody, and it's absolutely free. Whether you're aware of it or not, your mind uses affirmations to create your life experience right now. Everything that happens, good or bad, is being pulled into your life by your thoughts, words, and actions. Positive affirmations will bring out your best destiny from your thoughts, words, and actions. This is the highest possibility of the law of attraction, the universal law of creation. All of us are bound by this law, whether we believe in it or not. Research has shown that we have between 45,000 and 51,000 thoughts per day. That's about 150 to 300 thoughts per minute. Research has also shown that for most people, 80% of those thoughts are negative. For instance, if you say to yourself, "I can't change this. I don't know how," it will never succeed. Then you've created this statement as an affirmation. You're asserting that you are helpless. This might be a statement of fact or just an illusion. Maybe the fact is that you can change anything you want if you believe in yourself. The change will come when the time is right. You must always believe in yourself and think positive, empowering thoughts. This is the key to creating the life of your dreams. One of the most powerful affirmations you can say comes from the Law of Attraction teachings of Abraham Hicks. "I can be, do, or have anything that I want." One of many great examples of the amazing power of positive affirmations is the story of Yi Shun Huan, founder of award-winning personal development blog www.richgrad.com. In trying to help his beloved dad, who suffered from the serious condition of Churg-Strauss syndrome, a very rare illness, Yi Shun Huan put himself into a debt of $20,000. It was a desperate situation because he was unemployed and had no other means to pay back the loan. But with the use of positive affirmations, he turned everything around. And gradually he became a well-known personal development blogger and author of the successful book 101 Powerful Affirmations. His strong belief in the power of dreams transformed his life into a miracle. When you realize the life-changing power of words and thoughts, you'll begin taking steps each day towards what you want to attract, using positive affirmations as one of your spiritual tools. The spiritual mind knows that thoughts are things. They are the drafts of your destiny. So if the positive thought of health is constantly held in the mind, such thought will express itself in the body, making vitality never ceasing, vigor never ending, and the sensitivity of every physical sense ever increasing. Words that you use when talking to yourself or other people are also affirmations. When you condemn yourself for missing your exit on the freeway, it does not lift your spirit or make your world brighter. If you begin to use small, happy affirmations each day, you'll be surprised to see how much more blessed your days will be. We can all skyrocket our happiness and inner peace by replacing the negative thought patterns with positive, powerful, and enlightening thought patterns and images. Positive affirmations are among the supreme tools to achieve this change. In order to really create the life of your dreams with positive affirmations, you have to keep doing them constantly. Don't settle for doing them some minutes each day and then sinking back into your negative thought patterns and feelings. Let your positive affirmations follow you through each situation of the day. Supercharge each moment with their positive and powerful presence. The good news is that if you're not happy with your life today, you have the power to consciously change it right away. There are no limits to your possibilities. You can have, do, and be what you want. Just follow your heart with all of your mind, and you will get there. The key to happiness is having dreams, and the key to success is making them come true. It doesn't matter what your experience has been to date, of family, culture, environment, or even how old you are. Anyone can change their life with the effective use of positive affirmations. Don't let the past predict the future. You're not locked into your current life experience. Affirmations are valuable keys to unlock and move our reality in new positive directions. Use positive self-directed affirmations to create the self-fulfilling prophecies that you desire for your life. There is no area of your life that you cannot change. I am one with everything. Chapter 5. An attitude of gratitude changes everything. Overview. Buddha once remarked on the huge impact of perspective on human psychology when he said, "Life is a creation of the mind." Shakespeare put it in this way when he said, "There is nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so." So whatever you have or don't have, wherever you are in your life right now, try to see the possibilities and inspiration in it. You will soon discover that nothing comes to you for free. Concentrating on who you really are and what gifts you have will shift your attitude and make you more humble. Recognize that no matter what, life is a miracle. Go out in nature and recognize the beauty of life. Pick a flower, see it, and feel the grace of it. An attitude of gratitude is a sure way of bringing more wonderful things into your life. You should include all things in your gratitude. Remember that often, what you were dreaming about and longing for yesterday is reality today. Try saying it now. Thank you. It's one of the most beautiful human prayers. Gratitude is the sign of noble souls, for they are wise enough to make the conscious choice to focus on life's blessings rather than on its shortcomings. A great exercise you can do to develop your attitude of gratitude is to write a list of things to be grateful for in your life. This will shift your energy and thinking. In doing this exercise, you will start automatically to go into a different direction. You will start to highlight the things you feel good about in your life more in each situation and undertaking you do. As soon as you see yourself in the light of gratitude, you unlock the door to abundance. Living with an attitude of gratitude is a super highway to your highest goals. The more you say thank you to everything in your life, the more you get to be thankful about. It is by far the easiest shortcut of the law of attraction. Everyone and everything that comes our way has been sent by the highest power. So have firm faith that whatever happens, there is a reason behind it. In the Bible, when Jesus Christ was crucified, he did not blame anybody. He saw the Lord's hands in everything. Because of this attitude, Jesus was still able to love the people that harmed him. Often we may not see the good in a situation that we feel is negative at the time when we are going through it. It is not until we gain the perspective of time and space that we can see it was for our own good. We must always believe that the highest power only gives us what is best for us. We are all different as individuals, and we affect each other by our attitudes. It's the basic principle of looking at a half-full or half-empty glass. It's your basic viewpoint of life that determines your attitude. For instance, if you think everything has to be given to you for free, you're setting yourself up for a big disappointment. You'll spend a lot of time being angry because you will soon discover that nothing comes to you for free. It all comes to us when we develop an attitude of gratitude. And an attitude of gratitude changes everything. When we replace fear and self-limiting beliefs with gratitude and love in our lives, the heart gets into the front seat and we become limitless. Creating from the heart is essential in whatever we desire. If the heart is not open or ready, it can be difficult to manifest and live the life of our soul's highest desire. So to free the heart with its boundless potential and infinite love, I have created a powerful method called Heart Awareness Coaching. If you want to know more about it, please go to www.heartawarenesscoaching.com. Focus on who you are and all the amazing gifts that life has given you. This will dramatically shift your attitude and make you more humble, wise, receptive, and inspired. Recognize what you do have in this life. Take a walk in nature and appreciate the beauty of life. Smell a flower, see it, and feel the grace of it. Chapter 6. How to Train Your Creative Mind. Overview. You must dare to try something new every day. Step out of your comfort zone of boring routines and fruitless patterns. This will make you see yourself in a new light and give you fresh inspiration and energy. Just staying on the same old street, doing the same old things, will eventually blur your inner vision and make you dull and inflexible. To train your creative mind, you need to have the courage to experience new sides of yourself and to truly nourish your creativity and productivity. Think thoughts that you have never thought before. Live every day of your life as if it was your last. To unleash your highest power and live the life of your dreams, you need to really open yourself to the fact that everything is possible. A great way to do this is to train your creative mind. The single most important thing you can do is to step out of your comfort zone. This will build up your self-confidence, and as an effect, you start to trust in your fate and begin allowing things to just happen for you. You start doing things from within, without seeking the approval of others around you. All of a sudden, your life is blooming with passion, excitement, and positive attitude. There's no longer room for fear, disbelief, and low self-esteem. To break out of your comfort zone quickly, positive affirmations are great. They work by proclaiming a faith and optimism in the self. Self-belief is created, and this inspires us to create changes that we wish to see in our lives. Naturally, the first step has to be the deletion of your negative inner talk, which has a huge effect in shaping your thought patterns, which imprison you to the small circle that's your comfort zone. Stepping out into the unknown can be very inspiring. Affirmations will start a new, inspiring thought process that will create new energy and new impressions in your life. You will no longer have time for the doubts and fears that restrict you to self-limiting beliefs. Positive affirmations will help you to visualize the outcomes that you want to manifest in your life. When you create or choose your affirmations, make sure that they are inspiring and positive. Let the affirmations convince you. Let them be sharp and to the point, but emotionally and mentally intense. Remember that they're only meant for you. With this said and done, start repeating the affirmations persistently. Using visualization and creating mental images of success will supercharge your sessions. Your positive affirmations are for the purpose of reprogramming the subconscious mind. To repeat the affirmations every day is required for it to work. Try to be in a meditative state when you're doing this. If this seems impossible, invest in a gadget that can repeat the affirmations while you're sleeping. This has proven to be a very powerful and effective technique. Realize that affirmations complement your efforts. Half-hearted efforts to get out of your comfort zone will simply not work. The effort has to be wholehearted. Chapter 7. The perfect time is always now. Overview. The distinction between past, present, and future is only an illusion. Albert Einstein. When you create a change inside yourself, for instance, changing your attitude toward your boss, you do not need to set a time frame. You're able to merely create the intention. I appreciate my boss, or I value my boss's viewpoints and beliefs. It will work instantly if there's no other belief or intention in its way. When you deal with changes in the physical world, setting a time frame becomes important. The physical world works with time and space. If you build a new house, first you have a plan, and then you move dirt, assemble building materials, install plumbing, and move furniture until the house is complete. It takes time and effort. In spite of this, when working with positive affirmations, the subconscious mind creates your new desired reality seemingly out of thin air. Many times, the subconscious mind creates the life of your dreams faster than you thought was possible. One thing that can stand in the way is you being too focused on details like how and when. Remember to always focus on your goal and not on the details. Believe and you will achieve sooner than you realize. The famous scientist Stephen Hawking once said, "I still believe the universe has a beginning in real time at the Big Bang." But there's another kind of time, imaginary time, at right angles, the real time in which the universe has no beginning or end. So it's never too late or too early. Everything, the past, present, and the future, exists right here in this moment. Therefore, whenever you wonder when and where to begin, the answer is always that this is the perfect place and the perfect time, now. Chapter 8. Become a deliberate creator of your own destiny. Overview. The powerful law of attraction will always draw you to the essence of whatever you think about most of the time. When your desires and beliefs are in a vibrational match, you will get whatever you want. This is what the law of attraction is. You do create your own reality. Nothing can occur in your life's experience without your invitation of it through your thought patterns. With this in mind, every single thought becomes a golden opportunity to create the life of harmony, health, wealth, and love that you want. Let's draw attention to what you have learned so far in this book. Know that fulfilling the dreams in your heart is the purpose of your life. By being able to share the immense gifts of your true genius, you'll contribute to the greater good of all. Also, know that behind every desire is the desire to feel good. Never ever give anyone permission to take this powerful force away from you. Only you can know how you feel about you. You must decide what you want in your life. Of course, this may change during your life, so reevaluate your goals and your dreams every few years. Align with your long-term goals and adjust your short-term goals. With practice, you'll become an accomplished, deliberate creator, mastering your own destiny. By doing the exercises in this book daily, you will also develop a deeper communication with your inner guidance. Understand that you have unlimited inner awareness. Also understand that you are a perfect yet expanding being. There's no limit to what you can accomplish in life. Just increase your focus like a laser beam in the areas where you want to change your life. Use your imagination to create the happiness you want and rightfully deserve. Imagine what it feels like to have reached your goals. Imagine what it feels like when you live your dreams. Contemplate your beliefs. Your beliefs create your reality. Replace the beliefs that do not serve you with beliefs that support your goals and support your dreams. Chapter 9, A List of Positive Affirmations. I made a list of some great affirmations that you can use. You can also find wonderful affirmations through searching the internet. Just Google your goal, love, wealth, health, etc., and add the word affirmations, and a huge variety will come up for you to choose from. Also remember that it can be very powerful to create your own affirmations. You can do this from scratch or tweak and change already existing positive affirmations so they match you and your desires and your dreams 100%. Affirmations for healing and well-being. I have vibrant health and vitality. I am becoming healthier with every choice I make. Within and without, I feel balanced and healthy. I am healing now, deeply and completely. I am healing every cell of my body with every breath I take. My body is healed, restored, and filled with infinite energy. Today, the sun reminds me that I am made of light. I am health. I have a strong and healthy immune system. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Affirmations for abundance and wealth. Everything I give is returned to me in greater amounts. The universe gives me more than I need, and I am grateful. I allow myself to be rich. I am one with abundance. My powers of manifestation are growing. I live in total wealth and abundance. I choose to be wealthy because it allows me the capacity to be of benefit to others. Wealth flows to and through me through multiple streams of a never-ending source. My grateful heart attracts more and more of everything I desire. Everything I touch turns to gold. Affirmations for self-esteem and self-belief. I believe in my words, my actions, and in myself. I am love, success, great health, prosperity, and happiness. I have something special to offer to the world. I am powerful. I am worthy. I am lovable. I am free. I love myself, and I am in charge of my own happiness. I am beautiful inside and out. I accept who I am and how I feel. I have unlimited potential. I can achieve anything. The universe supports my every effort. Affirmations for relationships. I am loved. I am a loving and positive person. I now have my perfect partner in my life. I am able to be my true self with my partner. Each day, I feel closer to my partner. I do everything possible to nurture the love I have for my partner. I am surrounded with loving, caring people in my life. I communicate my wants and needs clearly. Today, I release fear and open my heart to true love. I deserve to be loved fully and completely. Affirmations for success. I easily achieve my goals. I am happy for the success of others. I learn from successful people. I am always in the right place at the right time. I am a success. Success follows me, and I follow success. I achieve success in all areas of my life. I am inspired by new and creative ideas every day. Every day, I achieve greater success. I can be, do, or have anything that I want. Affirmations for spiritual growth. I give with love, and I receive with love. I am always in harmony with the universe. I am filled with divine truth. I am at peace with myself and with all those around me. I am peace, love, and truth in action. With each breath, I send light to the world. The divine provides me with the perfect answers. I am filled with light, love, and peace. I am infinite. I am that I am. Affirmations for life purpose. I am meant to do great things. My life purpose can be whatever I decide to make it. Today, I awaken to my higher wisdom. My inner voice guides me in every moment. I trust my feelings and insights. I follow my heart and create my own destiny. The dream of my heart is crystal clear. My awareness is always expanding and developing. I am free to be myself. My life's purpose is manifesting for me perfectly right now. Chapter 10, More Affirmation Techniques. You can use a vision board to help you manifest your dreams. Buy a large cork board and start pinning up your dreams. Use words and pictures that show exactly what you want in your life. You can also place a picture of yourself in the center as it shows you being surrounded by the things and experiences you desire. Put this dream board on a wall where you're able to see it each day. Spend some time in front of your vision board each day and let any imaginative thoughts and feelings flow through you. Your subconscious will instantly begin to work on turning your dreams into reality. You can also write the affirmations down on a piece of paper or in a specially assigned notebook. This is a very powerful technique that will speed up the process of manifesting. Write each affirmation at least 21 times daily. The more you do it, the better. As I mentioned earlier in this book, it's always extremely useful to stand in front of a mirror repeating your positive affirmations. Do it 2 times daily, 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, for achieving fast, big-time results. Another way of using positive affirmations is to sit down and meditate and get into a relaxed state of mind. In doing this, we open ourselves fully to the connection between our spirit and the universal intelligence. In this meditative state, repeat the positive affirmations like a mantra silently in your mind, and let the words sink deeper and deeper into your consciousness, filling up every atom of your existence with its vibrations. If you want to make it really easy and experience incredibly quick results, you must make sure that you supercharge your positive affirmations. A great way of doing this is to listen to positive affirmations mixed with binaural beats and isochronic tones, also known as brainwave entrainment. This is a super highway for positive change in your life. Brainwave entrainment is a sound technology that is based on extensive scientific research. It will enable anyone who uses it to immediately meditate as deep as a Zen monk, even with no prior experience. Binaural beats also stimulate the creation of new neural pathways between the right and the left hemisphere of your brain. Scientists call it whole brain functioning. The benefits of this life-changing and effortless meditation technology are almost countless, but here are some of them. Increased learning ability, better memory, more intuition, lower stress levels, increased production of brain chemicals that are vital for your health and well-being. The list goes on and on. I have created an amazing program called ZenMind Affirmations. In this program, I have recorded hypnotic and subliminal positive affirmations together with binaural beats, isochronic tones, and meditational soundscapes. This powerful program is designed to unlock the complete potential of positive affirmations in your life. To find out more, please go to www.zenmindaffirmations.com. Of course, there are many more affirmation techniques, and I am sure that you will discover your own unique way of using affirmations in your life. However, I do hope that this book has been helpful to you, and that you start implementing the amazing divine gift of positive affirmations into your life. Don't wait. Take action now. Remember that the key to success is consistency. Scientific studies have shown that when we consistently do something for more than 21 days, we create a habit. So make positive affirmations your habit. Be sure that when you act on these limitless possibilities, you will finally bring the dreams of your heart to life. To your success, Thomas DeLeva. For more information, please visit www.zenmindaffirmations.com.